On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, they're not on a major label. They probably aren't household words. But they're on the cutting edge of new bluegrassiness, refreshing the genre with flash, fire, youthful passion, and bold originality. They're the bands of tomorrow, on which the future of bluegrass rests. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be listening to such bands to watch as The Velvet Blue, The Downhill Bluegrass Band, The Outliers, Grassville, and Lazy Tater. Coming up this, keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased. Don't hang your wash on someone else's line. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Outliers from Raleigh, North Carolina will get this shindig started off right with Waitin', written and performed by the group's guitarist, principal lead vocalist, and writer, Hank Bowman.
Waitin' feels like all I ever do. Hoping for the waiting to come true. Wishing someday I might see. Loving just between you and me. Something I can't see. Leaving all that's left for me. Driving where I can't stay. I'm singing a song called Runaway. Something that never seems to come. We start walking and then we go to run. Wanting together everything as we go. Trying to read but never. It's what drives us all. Lonely, so hard when you fall. Raining, this highway never ends. Daylight, same old feeling once again.
Yep, there's no avoiding it. You've got to work for what you want, rather than just waiting for it to happen and griping when it doesn't. The Outliers singing Waitin' from their self-titled recording. Stu Brown, Brad Martin, and Julie Brown round out the group on banjo, mandolin, and bass, respectively. And that was Greg Luck, guesting on the fiddle. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and inviting you to kick your shoes off and set a spell as we take a gander at some of the bands of tomorrow, today. One group poised for greatness is Eastern Kentucky's The Velvet Blue, propelled by not one, not two, but three lead vocalists. Their debut CD, Memories and Heartaches, which just recently hit the bins, was produced by Steve Gully, and it includes some tough-edged gems like this tune, I Think I'd Rather Fall.
It all seems so simple when you're living on your own. You can have your way, you can have your say, you're the boss when you're alone. Used to think that's all I ever wanted in my life, but the way I'm feeling now, I can't tell wrong from right. Got me running around in circles like a dog chasing his tail. Feel just like a prisoner with no one to go my bail. I'd like to walk away with my pride and stand up tall, but if it means never loving you at all, I think I'd rather fall. With no one to go my bail. Well, I'd like to walk away with my pride and stand up tall, but if it means never loving you at all, I think I'd rather fall. His tail. Feel just like a prisoner with no one to go my bail. Well, I'd like to walk away with my pride and stand up tall, if it means never loving you at all, I think I'd rather fall.
So helpless and all alone, shuffle and roam, moving along past the homeless bus, feeling abused, holes in my shoes. I'm overlooked, yesterday's news, hungered at night without a pause. That's the homeless bus. People get so greedy, while the needed do without. The dancers keep on dancing while the music's fading out. Every day buddies its way, looking for shelter someplace today, not knowing when they'll find it again. That's the homeless wall. While the needed do without, the dancers keep on dancing while the music's fading out. Every day buddies its way, looking for shelter someplace today, not knowing when they'll find it again. That's the homeless boy.
From the Northern Netherlands, a band to watch if there ever was one, that was Lazy Tater in Homeless Waltz from their tastily named Taters and Chops CD. And the Velvet Blue began all the rousing action with I Think I'd Rather Fall, as heard on their Memories and Heartaches project. Well, it's probably time to think about getting those hatches battened down and ensuring your seatbelts are fastened because, quoting Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, why I thought of this, I don't know. Hang on, lady, we're going for a ride. They hail from Ducktown, Tennessee, that curious region where Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina intersect, a place they refer to as, quote, the most unknown place in the known world, end of quote. Their music is often described as, quote, neoclassical grass, end of quote, or the rhythm section of the Ocoee River. I'm talking about Steel Strings Session, who play a tapestry of music, rich with swing and passion, spiced with blues, mystery, and heartache. Especially heartache. From their CD, Ocoee Road, this is Nowhere, West Virginia.
Darling, you're gone for me tonight.
Steel String Session with Nowhere, West Virginia, written by their fiddle player, Lisa Jacoby, and waxed on the group's Curmudgeon Cafe outing, Ocoee Road. It's a song about the wandering souls of coal miners who lost their lives in the mines of West Virginia. They wander those green rolling hills in search of peace and can only be seen by small children who have magical powers called Indigo Children by the Appalachian old-timers. The fact the tune sounds like something from a French cafe takes the song way beyond surreal. Fiddler Ben Blackbeard Lewis from Manitou Springs, Colorado, will take us up to and all the way through break time with one of his fine old timey-tinged numbers, Rattler's Tale, as heard on his Blackbeard's Dream release. Higgs and the band Watch will continue with expected sightings from the downhill bluegrass band Land of Lincoln Storefront Congregation in Brandon Lee Adams right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with a young band from Maryland, spearheaded by the riveting vocals and killer original songs of identical twin sisters Maria and Sarah Fitzmaurice. From their debut disc, Fitzmaurice, this is Die Another Day.
King at 17. my shoulder. Now my back's against the wall. I could hear my mama wail as they put me in that cell for the rest of my life at 25. Time went on and I grew colder, like the summer's turned to fall. Had the wind at my shoulder. My back's against the wall. Looking at my history, wishing I could change the man I used to be. Looking now, I can't believe what's become of me. How I long for 17. Looking now, I can't believe what's become of me. How I long for 17.
Singer-songwriter and guitarist Brandon Lee Adams singing one of his own, I Long for 17, on his debut outing, Hardest Kind of Memories. And yes, that was indeed Tony Rice helping out on second guitar. As if you could ever describe anything Tony does by the phrase second guitar. Brandon says, quote, Tony did all the cool stuff on I Long for 17. We cut that one live, side by side in the studio. No click track, no vocal tuning, just live and raw. I'm most proud of that one. Every Rice brother had a hand in it. Tony played on the song, Wyatt mixed it, and Ron Rice did the mastering. End of quote. And Fitzmaurice batted just before with Die Another Day from their self-titled project. Well, don't loosen those seatbelts. You probably need to cinch them a little tighter for this next song. The Sami are indigenous people that live in northern Scandinavia, an area used to be known as Lapland. Foreign corporations have exploited the area for its natural resources, and the impact that has had on the reindeer, which are integral to the Sami's survival, has been catastrophic. Sami activist Maxita Marak approached Sweden's Downhill Bluegrass Band about doing an album about, quote, preserving our resources and not giving away everything to the money-grabbing men, end of quote. It seems bluegrass and Sami music have a lot in common.
And yeah. loving home and a loving wife. Emotions, they were rarely shown. A smile on his face could not be known until the day she brought him the news. The baby boy will be here soon. Unaware of the change to come when a bitter heart meets a father's love. In his arms he rocked him without a sound, and he kissed his cheek. Then he laid him down. It's funny how joy can come from an unpredicted place when you thought it could not be found. His calloused heart and pain-filled life with his bitter driven days seemed to slip away. A grave, father hiding there to hear a mother's mournful sound. Father grins a bit. It's funny how joy can come from an unpredicted place when you thought it could not be found. His calloused heart and pain-filled life with his bitter driven days seem to slip away.
Land of Lincoln, not from Illinois, as you might expect from their moniker, but from the tiny Thelma, Kentucky, way over in the eastern part of that state, with He Laid Him Down, as heard on their CD entitled Salt, and the Downhill Bluegrass Band, featuring the stunning vocals of Sammy Maxita Marac, gave us Nixuna Jor, something like that, from their collaborative effort, Mountain Songs and Other Stories. We'll let another Kentucky band, Storefront Congregation from Louisville, take us on through break time on the back of Big Daddy Rabbit from their Kaleidoscope recording. I'm Dave Higgs, and the onslaught of tunes from groups you need to hear will continue with tracks from the Stray Birds, Bluebelly Grit, and Grassville, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with Atlanta, Georgia's Grassville, who are fixing to sing Ride, one of eight band originals on their Lonely Tonight CD.
Sleepy town. The sun is slowly rising and the fog is on the ground. Morning light uncovers all the seeds that have been sown. When the rooster starts to crow and I know it won't be long. And I ride, Lord, I ride. Trail coming off a sleepless night. Hallucinations hit me like a nightmare of my pride. Looking over my shoulder, paranoia setting in. For I know the lawman's making tracks as the day comes to an end. And I ride, Lord, I ride. Isn't you from the place I'll be residing till the storm is blown on through. Drawing near the door, I feel relief within my soul. I guess I've lived to ride another day down here below. And I ride, Lord, I ride. As I leave this sleepy town, the sun is slowly rising and the fog is on the ground.
So high, traveler. In this big old world, I don't know where I'm going. Without my little girl,
Australia's favorite bluegrass band and perennial winners of numerous Australian country music awards, the Davidson Brothers, singing Traveling Bluebird from their most recent outing, Wanderlust. All music should be this much fun. And Grassville gave us Ride from their Lonely Tonight foray. You're hearing about reading, writing, and rhythmatic thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We're on the web at bluegrassbreakdown.com with playlists and past programs, and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Lancaster, PA's Stray Birds are well known in the folk Americana circles, but not as much in the high lonesome world. That will change soon with tunes like this, Dream in Blue, from their The Stray Birds album. Thank you.
put that black box on its face. I filled up the hole, now the old remote control is a tombstone for this place. Now my living room is livable. I talk now with four syllables. My wife and kids are sociable with me. The neighbors think I'm crazy for causing such a scene. I'm the talk of the town, and when I am not around, they laugh and poke fun of me. Now the cops claim I owe them money for breaking city codes. In Article 6, you need a burn permit to explode all episodes. Now my living room is livable. I talk now with four syllables. My wife and kids are sociable with me. Something you don't need. Now the news won't get you down, and you'll stop fumbling around trying to find something on to entertain your home. It's a blessing to be found when your living room is livable. You talk now with four syllables. Your wife and kids are sociable.
Blue Billy Grit from Maysville, Georgia, the 2012 Telluride Bluegrass Festival Band Champions, injecting a little humor and even more truth into the program with R.I.P. TV, is waxed on their Ready for a Change disc. And the Stray Birds led things off with Dream in Blue from their self-titled project. Glenn Gibson, probably best known for his fine banjo picking with Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, will take us on out of here with a little bit of Strut, Don't Walk, from his CD, When Times Are Hard. On that high, happy, sometimes you just have to act like you own the place. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, they're black. They have a croaking call and live on carrion. They're considered birds of ill omen and have obtained mythic status as mediators between life and death. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Peter Rowan, Norman Blake, and the Real-Time Travelers, we'll be looking at ravens on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.